USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take it up before the summer recess. House Republican from New York, Peter King, says the phrase "never forget" needs to mean something.
This involves the commitment of the United States to always stand with and be with those who put their lives in the line for the rest of us.
The Gulf Coast continues to brace for Tropical Storm Barry as it continues inland. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is urging people to be prepared for heavy rain and strong winds.
Our coast has already begun to experience some tropical storm force winds this morning. The track has moved slightly west with landfall currently expected still around the Morgan City area.
The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday night or early Saturday morning. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Southern California is waking up to another earthquake. A magnitude 4.9 shake rattled the Ridgecrest area just before 6:30 a.m. local time. The shaker is the latest in a string of aftershocks since two major quakes hit the area last week. Seattle residents are also dealing with the 4.6 earthquake that happened there at 2:51 a.m. local time. With an update on Tropical Storm Barry, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly, and that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
Some parts of Louisiana could see up to 25 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump lashing out at one of his former allies, calling House Speaker Paul Ryan a baby.
Paul Ryan was a lame duck for a long time as Speaker. He was unable to raise money. He lost control of the House. The only success Paul Ryan had was the time that he was with me, because we got taxes cut. I got regulation cuts. I did that mostly without him. Paul Ryan was a terrible speaker. Frankly, he was a baby. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
President Trump talking to reporters outside the White House on Friday. Trump and Ryan did work closely together during the first couple years of the administration, but they've been taking shots at each other as of late. Reaction coming in as the Trump administration has announced it will be ending their effort to try to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Republican Congressman from California Tom McClintock says there's a precedent for adding the question.
We have asked that question on every census between 1820 and 1950. It is still on the census long form.
McClintock, speaking there on Fox News, also says we need to know how many people are here illegally.
A central question to immigration reform is how many non-citizens are currently in the United States, and what is their concentration? And that's critical, because our entire country is built upon legal immigration, which requires a process of assimilation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.